Hey there, everybody. This is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So today, let's talk about leadership kayaking, maneuvering the small waves. Often, as leaders in life in general, we focus on the big waves. We focus on the chaos. We focus on the big problems. And we can overlook the small problems. The small problems can be overshadowed by the huge problems, by the chaos. So today let's talk about the little things, the little problems, maneuvering the small waves. And I'm going to tie in kayaking to maneuvering the small waves. So what are your thoughts about kayaking? Have you ever been kayaking? Have you ever seen others kayaking out at the beach? And there's different types of kayaking. I'm gonna focus on the basic of kayaking, which is, you know, out at the beach, out at the bay, you're there, and there's individuals that are sitting on top of their kayak. They have their paddle, their helmet, their life jacket, and they're just out there enjoying themselves, sometimes seeing seals, sea lions, nature out there in the ocean, at the beach. And kayaking is fun. If you haven't done it, it's an option, something you might like to try. So check it out. So when you see people out there kayaking, they're generally close to the beach, out there close to the shoreline. They do go out a little ways, but not way out there into the ocean. So when you see these individuals, or if you've experienced it yourself, you know that you encounter small waves. The waves from the natural, the way the ocean naturally brings in the tide, the waves to the shoreline. You also have boats that pass by, other kayakers, other entities that are out there near the shoreline or out further in the ocean, and those waves trickle and carry down to where you're at and what you're doing. So in life, when we're in general, when you're starting out there and you're encountering a situation that isn't going in the right direction, you start noticing these little waves. You start noticing that they're there. However, if nothing's done over a long period of time, or whatever the time frame is for that situation, it can rapidly turn into big waves, big issues, big problems. As a leader in your organization with your teams, little problems may arise, little waves may start surfacing. And sometimes it could stem from within your business, your colleagues. It could stem from even within you. It could stem from outside entities. It could start with your teams. So the problems can generate there, or it could be an outside big problem that may be beyond your control, but those problems, those waves are trickling toward you, your leadership, your business, your teams, the people that you lead. And so how do you maneuver through those situations? Look at a kayaking. With kayaking, you need a paddle, the helmet, the life jacket, and, you know, of course, the kayak. And so when you're out there kayaking and you're using your paddle, you know, you move your paddle a certain way to turn you a certain way or to stall you and keep you in place. The paddle has its purpose for maneuvering you through the water. And the paddle of life is important also. The paddle of your leadership is important to help you maneuver through those little waves that come your way, to turn left, to turn right, to go straight, to stall for a minute. And whether that's to address that issue or in kayaking, enjoying the sights. But with leadership, that paddle is important. Also, a life jacket is important when you're out kayaking. If you're not a good swimmer, if you have a child with you, you can accidentally overturn your kayak. There might be a sea otter, sea lion, something that comes from underneath maybe and accidentally turns your kayak over. And so the life jacket will help you so that if you're not a good swimmer, and even if you are a great swimmer, you might get cramps or something, you never know. So a life jacket is important to help you stay afloat and get that kayak back and get back on that kayak and then continue your enjoyment out there kayaking. The same with leadership, same with life. You need a life jacket. Yes, we take risks. Yes, you take risks with your leadership. You get out there, you're doing things, and life presents these little problems. So you need a life jacket. Even if you're, some people say, oh, I don't need nothing. I don't need a safety net. I don't need anything. I'm just going to get out there and take risks. And you know, there may be times for that, and you will have to gauge that for yourself. But it's also important to have that life jacket, because if you fall in the water, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to have that safety net, that life jacket, to help you stay afloat. As leaders, sometimes we want to carry everything. We want to shoulder everything. But part of leading is also with the delegation and with getting others involved, and that's a whole nother subject, but I wanted to focus on, it's okay to have safety mechanisms in place, like a life jacket. Also, a helmet that kayakers wear if you fall over. And I know in general, if you're just going out in the basic kayaking, they're really close to shore. I've seen some that don't wear helmets, but a helmet can help if you're near there's rocks nearby, you're by something, or even if your kayak turns over and you hit your head with the kayak. So that helmet will help prevent greater pain and greater damage, potential damage to your head. So as you go along in your leadership journey, it's good to wear the helmet of life so that, you know, you protect yourself. So these are just some basics, and I'm just focusing on just generalizing here with kayaking. There's different tools, there's different levels and other kayaking things. So how do you maneuver the small waves of life? How do you encounter the small waves that come your way? Do you brush it off and just say, ah, that's no problem, no biggie, it'll eventually go away? Sometimes they might, and maybe often in your life those little waves do go away and you can brush it off. However, you still are maneuvering through that problem, whether it's brushing it off, whether it's turning to the left, to the right, just to let it pass by, or maybe just going through it forward, and you just go over that wave and the wave passes you. So as you kayak through your leadership, as you venture through your leadership, it's important to tackle the small problems, the small waves. Whether, like I mentioned a minute ago, whether you just let it go through. But again, you need to gauge the situation, those little problems. And is this something that I can just let go through? Is it something that needs to be addressed? Is it something that you need to take some risks with and be prepared for maybe some fallback, be prepared for some criticism, for taking action on those small problems, those small waves? By addressing the little problems, like for example, you're at work, you're leading your team, and there's a problem with meeting your team meeting a deadline. And yes, that's a bigger problem. So you start focusing on that bigger deadline and how the teams likely won't meet that deadline. But before that, if you look at the situation, you may see little problems within your team, like maybe they don't have the resources, maybe there's a delay in the order for their resources so that they can complete their task, so that they can meet their deadlines. Maybe you have a follower, a team member that is having personal issues in their life, and that's affecting them meeting their task, meeting the deadline, and that, you know, their personal issues is affecting the whole team. And their personal issue may not be a big issue, but it could be some little things that they're not properly maneuvering, that they're struggling to maneuver through. And so that's affecting the team, that's affecting meeting the tasks, the goals, the deadline. There's so many angles you could look at it when maneuvering the small ways, when maneuvering your team, your business, your leadership. Everything, in my opinion, affects each other. The people that follow you, what they're dealing with, their small waves are affecting you and your leadership and your small waves that you're dealing with. There's a lot of maneuvering going on. There are a lot of dynamics. There's a lot of variables. And if you can look at the bigger picture as well as the micro, the macro and the micro, you'll see how it's all interconnected. And sometimes we're just focused on our big issues, our leadership, that we forget that everything else ties in with your leadership. So that person with their small issues, to them it might not seem small, but it in reality may be small issues. But it's how do we maneuver with that? Do you have a conversation with that person? Do you refer them to the appropriate resources to get the appropriate help, assistance that they need, and then follow up with them so that you are pointing them in the right direction for them to be able to maneuver their small problems, their small waves, so that it doesn't grow into a bigger problem, which then affects more greatly your team, your business. And hopefully that makes sense, how these little waves from your team, from your followership, how all their little situations can affect your leadership, can affect meeting, accomplishing tasks, meeting goals, meeting deadlines. So you see there's a potential big problem ahead, But if you look now at the little issues, the little waves, the little problems, working through those can help greatly with reducing the potential for that problem, that or the problem growing into a big wave in the future. And you'd be surprised how quick those big waves can come in. The tide changes. So what are your thoughts on leadership kayaking? What are your thoughts on maneuvering the small waves? This is, again, my whole podcast, my whole episodes are about getting you to think just a little bit differently with your leadership and how you can take tidbits from here, apply them to your leadership. This different way of thinking than the leadership 101 fundamentals, those are out there. But these podcasts, these episodes are to spark your creativity, spark your thinking, get you looking at things slightly from a different angle, because every slight angle can make a huge difference in perspective and in understanding and takeaways. So next time you're out there kayaking, you see somebody kayaking, think about your leadership. Think about how will you use the paddle of life, the life jacket, the helmet of life, your kayak. How are you going to use that to maneuver the small problems, the small waves that come your way? Next time you encounter that team member that is struggling, next time you encounter the delay in resources being sent to your company, the next time you encounter glitches with your computer and those are small problems, and you may say, oh no, that's just nothing, that's just a small problem, those are easy workarounds. Not everyone is like you. Everyone is different. There's some people that will turn a computer issue into a big issue. The computer starts glitching. They use it on their business travels and everything. And then that one computer that they need access for everything can offset them for the rest of the day or even the week, depending on how they allow that problem to grow and fester because they're not taking that laptop, that computer to get fixed immediately or calling the appropriate IT team to fix it or get a loaner laptop or whatever it may be. So the list can go on, the examples could go on as far as small problems such as the laptop, such as an issue that a worker, a follower is dealing with. It can go on and on and on. But this is to spark your thoughts on focusing on the small problems, the small issues before they get to bigger issues, bigger problems. Find the value and know that it matters in addressing the small problems. I know I've missed and overlooked small problems. I think we all have. And we just let it go and it becomes a big problem. But as you go about your leadership journey, learn to maneuver the small waves. So hopefully this gets you thinking about addressing small problems, and this will hopefully help you along your leadership journey. So until next time, take care. Remember, you have value. You matter. No one, absolutely no one, can take that away from you. So take care.